Welcome to the Carol Ryberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining me today. Today is a Conversations with Carol show, and if you're a listener, you know what that means. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you, because what it means is I'm going to be devoting the entire hour of my show to answering your questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. On these particular days, I have them once a month. I don't take any specific topic. I do chat a little bit about the energy and what's going on, just to kind of get us going into the show, but the whole show is really around answering your questions. So if you have a question for me about your health, or a topic or something that's happening in your life, the only part I'm really not good at is, what are you going to be when you grow up? I haven't figured that out myself. So I kind of back away from that particular question. But if you have a question about your health or a topic, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for the U.S. and for Canada. And then also international callers, you can use that number as well, 877-230-3062. And, of course, you'll have to put your international calling code prior to dialing that number. I wanted to start just briefly about the energy. It's been a very interesting time this month. The year of 2010 is all about the year of resolve. And what that means is it's time for us to finally get some completion and some finality to some of the things that have been hanging on and lingering for a long period of time, things that preoccupy our mind or that can change or shift our perceptions or sometimes create a lot of stress and wear and tear on the body. So 2010 is all about, let's go in, literally clean out closets, metaphorically, let's clean out closets, and let's go in and start letting go of some things that, frankly, at the time they were created, probably served us well, but at this point in time, they do not. The date of July 17th and 18th was a very pivotal time as we're preparing more for this resolve, and it's a time where, as many people who do astrology can tell you, in their own terminology and mine, as I touch the energy, it was a time for what was called drawing lines in the sand. And what that meant in that metaphor is it's time for us to take a stance on something, time for us to be able to really, you know, take the information we have, stop second guessing ourselves, stop waiting for, you know, maybe something else to come up, but just take a stance. Say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I want to go. This is the quality of life I want to lead. This is where I want my health to be. This is where I want my attitude to be. Whatever it may be, this is the time right now. We're just a couple days over that. It's the time for us to just say, in this one particular area, it doesn't mean all of our life, but in this one particular area, it is time for us to say, as far as this is situation, I am going to take the stance, drawing the line in the sand. Now, the nice part about that metaphor is that if you're familiar with the ocean at all, what's going to happen is there's going to be a low tide. You draw the line in the sand. High tide comes in. It washes the line out of the sand, and we basically start over. Now, what that metaphor is, stands for is that it doesn't mean that we really start over. It's just we're ready to tackle something else. So if you have something in your life that's been hanging on, an unfinished business, or maybe an unfinished conversation and a closure of a relationship, or a conversation that needs to happen in a relationship, or looking at changing jobs or putting away money and savings, there's just a variety of things that we're dealing with right now, individually and collectively, is choose one thing. Be sure that that one thing is something that you feel that you truly have control over. And then in the morning, you say to yourself, today, I am going to work to resolve that. And then the next day, if you haven't, then today, I'm going to work at resolving that until you get the resolution you're looking for. When I was kind of preparing for this myself and doing so many of the readings that I do, the souls of people have been giving me what are called code words. And these are words that can be used by anybody. But code words are words that are what I call compassionate, benign words, meaning they have a tremendous amount of power, even though anybody can use them. And when a soul gives me a word for a person, such as rebuilding, reinventing, joy, peace, whatever it may be, for that person, that word has a tremendous amount of value. In the word that I was given around this change and shift of energy, this process of resolve we're in right now, lines in the sand metaphor, the word that I was given to share with all of my listeners and with, of course, myself, because it always involves me as well, is trust. So as you go through the next few months, the most important part, and when I say next few months, I can give you a timeline till about the 1st of November, maybe the first week in November, the code word for all of us to hold within us is trust. If we trust ourselves, then our own counsel, that inner wisdom, will be a part of the decision-making process, and it'll make it easier for us to move forward without that constant self-doubt that we get hung up and caught up in. And then if we trust the universe is going to be able to support us, if we do, in fact, have clarity of where we want to go, and we are going to take the steps every day to get us there, and we can trust the universe is going to assist us in the process, what we desire will be manifested. Now, the part we have to also trust is that, in fact, what is going to be happening is that all what you're asking for, what you're desiring, what you're working at letting go is going to happen very quickly. All of the energy of the universe, the consciousness of humankind has just begun. It's really quickened. So what that means is what you create in your mind very shortly is going to manifest itself. So when you desire something and you ask the universe, you trust yourself in the information you have and with your inner wisdom, and you trust that the universe is going to be able to manifest it. The next part of it is when it manifests itself, trust that this is exactly what you desired and not go in and go, oh, you know, I don't think so. I think I just want to work with it a little bit more. Once you get to that place, just check it off your list. Cross it off. It's done. Fini. You know, all complete. And then you can move on to something else. A lot of personal power comes within us and comes from us being able to just be able to check things off our list, those things that have been lingering for a long time. If you're not sure what it is in the grand scheme of things, and you have a room that maybe is a little messy in the closet, or a drawer that needs to be cleaned, or a hobby room that just you can't even hardly get into it, this is the time right now to just resolve. Today, I am going to start the process and get this under control. Tremendous, tremendous energy around that word trust. Also, if your mind spins at night, I call it the monkey mind. It's not my word. It's a word that the Buddhists use. The monkey mind is the mind that spins, that we can't shut down. Take that word when it starts the spinning and just say the word trust. Say it over and over and over, very calmly, very quietly. And then you can say, I trust myself. I trust my body will go to sleep, whatever it may be. But use that word. It is phenomenal. The energy that it has at this time to be able to help guide us and move us forward the way we're designed to, meaning using both our logic, our emotions, and our intuition. So a very breakthrough time for us individually and collectively in the consciousness. This is about moving away from fear-based to that enlightenment consciousness where we are not driven by the fears and the insecurities of others or our past, and we're moving into a place where we literally trust ourselves. So let me jump in right now. Hi, Debbie from Utah, line one. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
So excited to talk to you again. I've been on this show.
I was going to say, it's like deja vu.
Yeah, I have never asked about myself every time I've called.
So well, there's a good resolve, isn't it, honey?
Yes, and in fact, I'm trusting that the universe has a solution for my problem.
Okay, so let's give me the problem and let's see if I can be part of the picture of how to get this problem taken care of.
Okay, I'm having a lot of pain coming up through my back. I've had it for a long time, but it's getting worse and worse. And the job that I've been working, I've been picking up a lot of garbage, and I'm around, well, let's just say that I got freaked out when I went to my body response. And I was testing for 568, which is the number that he has associated with this spirochetes. Spirochetes mm-hmm. is a bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I'm just trying to cleanse an emotional equivalent or something close in the emotional area that's vibrationally close to what he would consider in a physical body, that, and it, parasitic comes up a lot, and also lactic acid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in my so let's go in and I'm going to give you first of all a picture of your spine itself, and then that will help you start to get an idea of the areas to start to work with, and then I'll take it there from the lactic acid, and then I'm going to end up in the immune system. So let me start with your back. As I start at the atlas, which is cervical vertebrae 1, sweetie, which is just right at the top, the base of the brain stem. It's the first vertebrae of the spine itself. And then I go all the way down to the coccyx, the tailbone. So you've got, you can see your spine on either end. And if you were to take that spine kind of like a towel and that's wet and you're trying to wring it and you would twist it in opposite directions, what you're going to do is you're going to find that there's a hitch in what I call your get along. And I have actual, muscle tension and then also a little inflammation in the ligaments itself in vertebrae T6, 7, 8, and 9. Now, where those vertebrae are is they're located in the mid back area. They're located just around the shoulder blade, and then they start down toward the lumbar part of the back. In that particular area, I have some old memory. The memory is held in the muscle. The memory,
it's pretty traumatic.
It is, sweetie. So, so I don't need to do that other than I can tell you that this specific situation is that you're holding some self-directed anger. I certainly understand that when I touch you, but what you want is on the left side of your spine, looking at the back. I'll have to do the posterior view. Left side on the back is that what we want to do is we want to visualize that anger going away. On the right side of the body, we want to see that disappointment and resentment going away. And what that'll do is it'll take the pressure off of the muscles themselves, because muscles hold emotions. Now, what occurs is that with that hitch in the get-along, the upper spine is going to feel like it has a mind of its own, and the lower spine is going to have a mind of its own. They're both trying, like that towel that's being that we're wringing out. It's still trying. The muscles are trying to compensate to bring that spine into alignment. But there's an old injury in that area. There's a little bit of arthritis in that area. That also is, can create a problem. It also animates a lot of the peripheral nerves in that area. There's a thoracic plexus in that particular area. It's tied to digestion and then also upper and lower digestive system. So in that part of it, so you can kind of see that I'm building off from there. If someone were to work with you, Rolfing, Alexander technique, you could do acupuncture, you could do acupressure. The chiropractic adjustment would work to a point. We don't need to do much with your spine other than to get some of the air out of that area and get that spine line back up.
You know, I had
that
adjustment a while ago, and it got, it inflamed a lower disc further down, and I didn't dare go back.
So if you, so having said that, if you decide to go back to chiropractic ever, what you want to do is you want someone that's going to use just, they're going to just pull the muscles. It's like, we're going to take the, you know, looking at the back of you, I'm going to take my left hand and pull down towards your left hip and the right hand towards your shoulder. And then I'm going to do the opposite. And I'm just going to pull those muscles away to the point where they will take the pressure off of the ligaments that are actually to the vertebrae itself.
My back has got very gristly. The muscles are just so tight and gristly and like no blood in them at all, on the, especially on the left side.
So what we want to do is we're going to do that emotional release work. We're going to just say, okay, all that gristly part of it is just pent up anger. It's like little toxic dump sites. We can go in and you don't need to go back and figure out all of it. You know where that is, and just go in and say, okay, today I'm going to work on one of those little toxic dump sites. Today I'm going
to
do something
positive. I can't seem to
positive.
Get it to move. It just seems so solidified, and at least I'm getting back to where I can even get to it. Before I couldn't even read it at all, but now, but it just seems like it's just so solidified and trying to, you know, like it's like frozen.
Well, and see, what they're talking about with the lactic acid is the fascia. Think of the fascia as little storage tanks. Little storage areas. The muscles are very fibrous. You see them being interwoven kind of like a tapestry. And within that muscle structure, there's little pockets. That's called fascia. And then there's the fascia that, of course, kind of overlays the muscle as well. When the fascia becomes hard, then what will occur is that myofascial release can work with it. But we have to do something gentle, no press, no push, no anything, just gently, just letting the muscle be stretched a little bit, and then it'll go, and it'll be like it relaxes.
So those are some things. I want to put my hands back there. I don't want to, for some reason lately I've been like, don't touch me. I don't want anyone else to touch me.
Okay.
And I don't know what that is.
Well, honey, that's because of the trauma that you're carrying in that area. Because you're trying to stand on your own two feet. You're trying to trust yourself. You're trying to figure this out. And that's all very, very healthy. And what it is that you don't want anybody else's energy. You are empathic. Yeah. You pick up other people's energy. So right now at that point in time, so there are some things that you can do. The thing is that the fascia, it becomes hard. Then the muscles don't get the movement they need. They put pressure on the ligaments. The ligaments put pressure on the spine itself. So you can ice it. You can use some heat. You can use some ice. What it'll do is it'll release some endorphins from the brain that will be able to help you in the comfort of your body. You can look at doing things like that. Edgar Cayce would say use castor oil packs on the area to remove the tension. You can do that. You can look at adding some things to your diet, because now I'm going to go to your immune system. And the bacterial aspect of it is, it is something that is in your system. It normally is managed, but for some reason over the last probably 16 months, it's not managed the way that it needs to. Your immune system feels tired. And what that means is it's been a long time trying to come in and trying to work on what the situation is. And it's trying to figure out where it goes. What does it do? It's almost like there's so much of it. The immune system over a course of time goes, you know, I'm not really sure even what I'm working with right now. So in that immune system, there's a lot of natural anti-inflammatories that you could take that would be worthwhile. Curcumin, turmeric are very good. You can also, let's see, what else can we do? Magnesium. You could do some magnesium. Magnesium's easy to read. If you take too much, you get diarrhea, and then you just back off. But you do have a magnesium deficiency.
Wondered about that, yes.
Okay. Yep, so you do have that, so that may be something for you to look at.
That would help my digestive as well, huh?
It would. It would tremendously. You will want to look at doing some probiotics. That's going to help you with some of the digestive issues that you're having. It'll help restore the acid alkaline. That's going to help your immune system. That's going to help the lactic acid build up, so you can look at that. The other thing is, let's see, I just got a hit on meat. Do you eat meat?
No, I don't.
Okay, what do you do for protein then?
Well, that's another thing. Just looking into that, what can I do for protein? I just do not care for meat. It takes a lot of digestive power to digest that stuff. And I can't make
especially
proteins
with
starches.
Yeah, especially with the fat content. Why don't you do some research? Protein would be able to help you. It will help your body be able to revitalize itself. It will help you in some mental clarity that I have going on. Also, it's a brain food, as well as it's very, very good for the entire body. So see if you can find some ways to do some healthy protein.
And I guess I just don't trust what they're doing with the meat. It's just so unappetizing, and I won't take the time to cook it. That's another problem.
Yeah.
I just don't take the time to cook it.
It's just time for you to get creative, sweetie. You do need protein. Okay. You do need magnesium. Also, I'm picking up a deficiency in vitamin B6, vitamin B12. Okay. That would be able to help you as well. What you will want to do is more greens. The darker the green, the better. You might want to look at wheatgrass, adding something like that. It feels, when I said wheatgrass, I got a little bit of a twinge. And what that means is that you do seem to have a slight gluten intolerance. It doesn't feel like a gluten allergy, but it feels like an intolerance. And what I can pick up with that is that I can pick up that you could do wheat as long as it's in its purest form. But what I'm picking up is barley and rye is a little bit iffy. So you might just want to watch that. But
gives me a pickle in my reflux. think. Yep. I think so, that I've just discovered that sometimes it gives me a tickle in that reflex, and it's very
it does.
In my chest.
It does. And so probably the best thing I can say for your gut itself is let's find some ways to alkalize you. Let's find some ways to get some protein in you. Let's find some way to be able to point your mind in a direction that you feel like you're gaining on this right now. And you are. I can tell you about 2 months ago, there were some shifts that started taking place. And if I'd read you about 3 months ago, I probably wouldn't be talking about the things I am, because your body was in a much different state of distress and I wouldn't have been able to do that.
So there is
progress.
Okay, yeah. Great.
There
I
is
don't
progress.
Understand why I'm getting the spiro chats. Did I pick up a bacteria down there working in that yard around the dirty water and stuff? Or
you know, I don't. The truth of the matter is, I really cannot pick that up. What I can pick up is that for me, when I touch you, and that's certainly not to negate anybody else's input that they've given you, but
no,
for me, I've got you. You're so acidic, sweetie. And what acidity does is that it just throws off the pH in the small intestine. It throws the pH off in the blood. It throws the pH off in the immune system. It throws the pH off in the cerebral spinal fluid. And so everything that I'm picking up as far as any kind of bacteria is I'm picking it up where we've got in that small intestine, that lower gut, where we've got yeast, bacteria, fungus that normally cohabitate in a very positive way, all of a sudden now is having their own, you know, temper tantrums. And that's where I'm picking up the bacteria from that standpoint. It isn't to say that you weren't contaminated at some time. That just didn't come up in the reading today.
It's probably just because I'm emotionally based. It's probably an emotional equivalent. Do you pick up anything when I say 568 emotionally?
I do. It's all around the fear of survival. And when I go down in that fear of survival, that's in the coccyx. That's in that tailbone where you kind of get your, you know, all of us, we get in the fear of survival and we tuck our tail under our, you know, kind of like a dog would if we were in a, you know, in a threatening situation.
Oh, and it hits me right in the center of my body, right in the center of me.
And that's where I was talking about with the thoracic spine. And so in that part of it, you know, let's go in. You've always survived. You've always landed on your feet. You have a lot of cat energy in you. No matter what happens, you always come alive.
I don't like cats, but that's funny.
No, but you do. You know, you've got those nine lives and you land on your feet. So when you go in, fear of survival, that's not yours. If you want to work on your own fear, honey, let's work on the fear of rejection. Stop rejecting yourself. I know that's easy for me to be able to say on the phone, I mean, on the line, and being able to do it on the air.
I'm fine with it. I am fine with it. Don't be worried about it.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, I tell people all the time, gosh, you know, if you're going to have to deal with physical things, let's at least deal with your own and not somebody else's. And that fear of survival is directly tied to the relationship situation you're dealing with. And this person is always in survival. And, you know, if you were, I can go up and I can look this person in the eye. I could say, how are you today? Well, I'm surviving. It's like, thump. I want to click them between the eyes and go, no, this is very, very good. So anyway, well, sweetie, try all those things and see where that goes for you. And you know, good drawing lines in the sand. At least you asked about yourself today, Debbie. I sure do appreciate that.
I wanted to tell you, thanks for pushing all that paranoia out of me last time, although I don't know if I got it all out completely, but I feel bad for people who have paranoia, but my grandma upstairs was freaked out. I was taking her to an appointment and this paranoia came up. And after I talked to you last time, I didn't know whether it was mine or my daughter's, but it's come up before. It was probably in my sacrum. And but she thought the devil was bothering me. And I just said, I just said, you know what, I'm just not going to shove this back under the rug again just because it bothers you. So,
good.
And then she was kind of good, but she just thought the devil was, you know, that I should stop it because I was letting the devil bother me. And
I do understand all that, but good job for you. Thanks, Debbie. You have a great day. Appreciate the call, sweetie.
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back. And then I'm going to be taking more calls.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
ContactTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Thanks again for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is a Conversations with Carol Day. And what that means is that I'm going to be taking your calls and answering as many questions as I can throughout the entire hour. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. Before I go back to calls, I'd like to invite you to join me for my free July teleclass. It's going to be tomorrow evening, July 22nd. It's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the topic for July is allergies. And I've been doing a tremendous amount of research and then also looking at a lot of the psychological implications and hidden meanings behind allergies and nasal allergies, respiratory allergies, and then skin allergies. So I'm looking at a variety of allergies, and I want to thank everybody that's been sending me emails to direct me on what the interest is. That's something I always encourage when I'm going to be doing a teleclass. So it's going to be tomorrow night, July 22nd, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, the topic is allergies. I'm going to be talking for 60 minutes on the topic itself and offering some alternative therapies that can help you deal with allergies, whether it goes from respiratory to food, and then also some of the psychological meanings. And then what I'm going to do is immediately following the teleclass, I always add about 20 or 30 minutes, and I take your call, I take your questions and answer them, kind of like what I'm doing on my radio show today. If you're interested in registering or you want to share it with a friend, you can register on my website, www.reitberger.com. And again, it's free, and I'd love for you to join me. And then next week, I'm going to have the audio download of the allergy teleclass available, and then also a printable PDF. And last month, my topic was on back pain, and I have a printable PDF also available on back pain and an audio. And in fact, we've got a great new feature on the website right now. So if you go to teleclass and then you see the drop down says teleclass products, it'll give you a list of all the teleclasses I've done. You click on one that's of interest, and you can actually click and preview both the audio download and the PDF download and be sure that it's something that you're really interested in purchasing. I have a lot of people that keep these PDFs and the audios for future reference if they're energy workers or holistic practitioners, and I have a lot of doctors that also use them because it's a complete picture of what illness looks like from the clinical aspect all the way to the energetic aspect and a lot of different things you can do. So again, I hope you'll join me tomorrow night. You can register at www.reitberger.com, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. Hi, Marta from California. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help you?
Can I say something quick? I just want to say that, I mean, you are such a gift to all of us.
Oh.
We're so lucky to have you.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Yes, you can, honey. You can say that and call me anytime you want.
Yeah, I've learned so much from you. I always have so much to think about after listening to one of your shows.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I have been known. In fact, a lot of my students say, you know, a day with Carol is like drinking from a fire hose. But thank you for that. They said they come in, they open their brain, and Carol fills it full of all this stuff. So
yeah.
Anyway, but oh, thanks for your kind words, honey. You made my heart smile on that one. So how can I help you today?
Well, I had talked to you before. I had a bad car accident about 15 months ago.
Right,
and originally
that's why you feel familiar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said that's why you feel familiar. Good, okay.
Okay, yeah. And originally I had talked to you about my neck and back.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm concerned about my left knee because it flares up here and there. And I had a bad flare-up, like, I think it was like a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And this time it made me really, like, concerned.
Okay. So let's go in. So I'm traveling the spine. Actually, you're healing your spine. That whole spinal thing, the neck and the spine, looks like it's healing. I have a vertebrae, L5S1. Lumbar vertebrae 5, sacrum vertebrae 1. I've got a little twist. That's in the sacroiliac joint.
Okay.
Your stride, we know that your stride is off because of the pain. I'm going to do it first anatomically from the structure, and then I'll go in and I want to look at the sciatic nerve to see if we have anything there. So when I go into that L5S1, that's really kind of that sacroiliac joint process that is called a pelvic girdle. And when our ankles get tight, that girdle, that pelvic area doesn't rotate and move as freely as it needs to. And as a result, the body tries to compensate through the muscle structure, and that puts a lot of wear and tear on the knee itself. So when I go in to your left ankle, it's tight. In fact, if you were to start doing rotations for me or back and forth, I can feel the tightness in the outside of the left ankle and coming up the Achilles tendon. That's pulling on that left knee, and it's got the left knee turned outward. It's kind of like when you stand, your foot, instead of pronating in, is rotating out. It's almost like your body is, your right ankle is turned in, your left ankle is turned out. You can see in that visualization how it makes you a little bit tipsy. And in that tipsy part, then that left foot continues to try to hang on to the ground to keep you stable. And that puts pressure up the Achilles tendon. It puts pressure into the knee itself, the tendons, the muscles, goes into the hamstring muscles. It goes up into the glute muscle, up into the lower back where I pick it up with the inflammation in that lumbar 5, sacrum 1. So the knee itself, when I go in and look structurally at it, there's a little bit of fluid on it. You might want to do some ice packs on it.
Okay.
That will help you. You might also want to look at doing some castor oil packs on you. The knee itself, when I go in, I'm not finding any kind of tear.
Okay.
I just find a hyperextension. It's like when your back got twisted in the accident, and then the neck part of it, it's like this is the old residual that happened. It didn't really necessarily damage the knee. It's just as everything's trying to adjust, that part of you is still out of adjustment. So what you can do is you can do that. You can also, when you're sitting, before you get out of bed, point flex your feet, rotate your ankles. That's going to help you. You might also want to go and talk to a physical therapist and see if there's some stretches you can do prior to getting out of bed. You did work with a physical therapist, didn't you, sweetie?
Yeah, and I have a chiropractor now that I'm working with. I get adjustments once a week.
Oh, you shouldn't be needing those that often. And that's not that your chiropractor's taking advantage of you. That's not what I was saying, because the chiropractor feels really good. But we just got to go in. The chiropractor can help you with a sacroiliac joint, can help you get that joint moving. Then your ankles feel like they free up. Then I can feel your vertebrae start to fall back into the place where it needs to. The only thing is the fact that it isn't holding says that we need to go in and see what else we can do. And so let me go there. Don't stop the chiropractic, sweetie. It's just we need it to
hold. I've been going for a couple of months now. I get once a week.
And you know, that helps. It keeps that that pelvic girdle, that sacroiliac joint loose. So let's see what we can do about the inflammation.
Okay.
Are you taking any kind of ibuprofen?
No. I mean, sometimes when the pain gets really bad, I just, the reason I don't take it all the time is because I heard it's bad for your,
Well, at least you're taking it when you need it, because what it is that it's the inflammation that's part of the fluid that I picked up. It's an inflammatory response.
Oh, okay.
My thought with the, going back to physical therapy is ask him if they didn't teach you. It doesn't feel like he maybe taught you some stretches to be able to slowly stretch that, the hamstrings, and then all the way up into the glutes, so it's not pulling as tight on that joint. So that's why I suggested that. Let's see. So what we want to do, I need to go up with the sciatic nerve. Da, 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 da. Nope, actually that's good. So the healing in that part of the back, in that lumbar part of the back, the low thoracic lumbar L1, L2, L3 healing very, very nicely. Shoulder looks better. What you might want to do is you might want to do some Epsom salt baths.
Okay.
And you might also want to, are you doing magnesium?
I don't know if it's in. I take a lot of different vitamins, so I'm sure it should be in there.
Do you take MSM?
Yeah, that is in my vitamin.
Okay.
I know it is, MSM.
Yeah. What you might want to do is you might ask your chiropractor if he carries Sombra, S-O-M-B-R-E, Sombre, some call
okay.
it. Or BioFreeze. It's both of them are very homeopathic, natural. They will actually take a lot of the inflammation. They give you kind of a heat cold situation. You could also try some Tramiel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L. Tramiel, that will help you with some of the inflammation.
Okay.
You'll want to use the Tramiel in your left ankle and the back outside part of it, also on the knee, and then also on that L5S1. And what that'll do is that will help take out some of the inflammation as well. The ibuprofen aspect of it, or Advil, whatever you're using, or Aleve, or you might look at Tylenol. Take that when you need it, because that quells the inflammation. Not only does it stop the pain receptors, but it stops this inflammatory response.
Oh, this castor oil pack, I've never heard of it. Where do you get that?
Okay. So what you'll do is you'll just go to any drugstore. You'll buy some castor oil. It comes in a little container. Don't drink it. It's terrible. But what you'll do is, a lot of us elders can remember as children that we did this for a lot of things. So I always say that. But what you'll want to do is then you'll want to go to a fabric store and you'll want to get some 100% cotton, or you'll want to get some flannel. Edgar Casey always talked about flannel. And just buy some flannel, a quarter of a yard, half a yard, whatever it is. You'll take and you'll put the castor oil on the flannel. And then what you'll do is just, you know, dollop it around it. It doesn't need to be soaked with it. And then wrap it around your knee. So you'll want to strip long enough, not tight tourniquet, but wrap it around.
Okay.
And what the castor oil does is it actually pulls the toxins and lactic acid out of the muscles through the pores of the skin, and it can, it takes away a lot of the inflammation and it creates a lot more movement. One of the things to do, sweetie, is because you've never used it, just take a little drop of it, put it on your wrist, and then watch it for about 15-20 minutes. If you don't have any itching or any kind of redness or anything, then you're safe to be able to use it on your body.
So is there something I could tell my chiropractor, like you don't think I should do adjustment once a week? Or?
No, absolutely do the adjustment because that's working. It's just that it's not holding.
Oh.
So ask the chiropractor, you know, with what's being done, are there any things that he could share with you to be able to give you some exercises to keep your sacroiliac joint loose?
Okay.
And he can give you some of those things. And again, gentle. If it hurts at all, stop. It's not going to do any damage, but you just don't want to create an inflammatory response. But okay. Ask him about that. Ask him if there's any kind of creams, any kind of homeopathic remedies that he can recommend. Arnica is a very good homeopathic remedy. You can buy that at a good health food store. That's very good for muscles. It's also good for the inflammation associated with it. So you can do that. You can do some research on it because you have, you know, anything. There's a nice quality about you, sweetie. Anything you aren't familiar with, you need to research. Don't trust anybody, including me or anybody, to do anything in your body that you don't have some information around. And if it's uncomfortable to you, don't take it. I have a saying, if you don't trust the doctor, the pill won't work. And that's for anybody, energy workers, anything. The chiropractor really works and seems to do well for you. It's just that when I said, oh my gosh, you know, every week, what I was referring to is your body should hold the adjustment for a longer period of time, and it isn't. So that's why I was trying to find a different direction to take you.
What happens is I get an adjustment, and then I go to the gym. I do the stationary bike, the one where you sit down and there's a seat.
And that puts the pressure on that sacroiliac joint and on the ankles and everything.
And I do the elliptical.
Okay. So I'm going to suggest something. When you go to the chiropractor, don't go to the gym. Go and put some ice on your back.
Okay.
And that will release a natural endorphin in the body that's about 1200 milligrams of ibuprofen. And then give your body a chance to adjust.
After an adjustment, I don't work out for 3 days.
Okay, that's good. Okay. When you said you went to the gym, it's like, oh no, let's not do that. Okay, so go home and ice it. Valerian root would help calm the nerves. Magnesium would help. Let's try those things. And the other thing I was going to say is when you are laying in bed in the morning and then lunch, early evening, when you're sitting in a chair, take 1 foot at a time and do the entire ABCs with your toes and moving your ankles.
Oh, okay.
And I have a podiatrist that I work with, several of them, and they all say when our ankles get tight, if we'd all just sit down and do the ABCs all the way from A to Z on one foot and A to Z on the other foot, it keeps those ligaments that we put so much pressure on all day, it keeps them loose, and it keeps the plantar ligaments loose, the Achilles tendon loose, and then that helps not pull on the back the way that a lot of the wear and tear and the stress can do. So, and then before you do any one of your exercises, the bike or the elliptical, stretch, point flex.
Okay.
And work that way. That might be able to help you. And then the most important thing is that when you do get an inflammation where you start getting pain, what that is, it's an inflammatory response. Your body is responding in a way that it's trying to hold it in place so it will not become injured. With the ibuprofen and the getting rid of the inflammation, that gives you the fluid doesn't build up. It gives you the movement that you're looking for and go from there. So try, ask your chiropractor about Tramiel or Sombra or Sombri, and then also Biofreeze. Those are all very good topical things that you can put on. Heat, cold, natural, very liver friendly, and the Tramiel as well.
Do you have anything on your website? Because I don't want to take too much of your time. How to let go of like negative memories. Like I'm thinking from my accident, because when I'm out there driving, I am nervous.
You're always looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
Let's see. Why don't you, I don't have anything on my website, but why don't you pop me an email, carol@ritberger.com. Pass me your question and then I'll see what I can come up with and see if I can help you out.
Okay. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
I appreciate all your feedback.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take Vicki from Florida. Hi, Vicki. Hi, Vicki. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, sweetie. I sound like a commercial. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you hear me okay?
I can, loud and clear. How can I help you?
Well, I wanted to say ditto about being very appreciative of you taking, you know, the time. I go on your monthly calls, and it's wonderful. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you for that. I'm very appreciative. You guys, all of you must be picking up. Carol needed this today. How loving and kind and intuitive of you. How can I help you with your body, sweetie?
I don't know. I have been health challenged for 21 years, and I feel like I'm a fighter, proactive. I've done a lot of alternative things. I was just sitting here listening, and probably everything that you've said I've tried, but my problem is I got ill from trying to heal something simple, and I went to an alternative practitioner and took, you know, a lot of stuff, and it basically crashed me by blowing out my adrenals and my liver. And yep. I now know the reason. Several years later, you know, continuing with the alternative. A lot of people say to me, how can you do that stuff? Because it just continues to make you sicker. Mm-hmm. Well, I know now that I have a genetic detoxification pathway problem. Mm-hmm. Make a long story short, I suffer from daily with, you know, I'm diagnosed with MS and universal reactor and blah, 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 fatigue. Mm-hmm. But I suffer mainly from gut issues, you know, pain in that area. I've given up gluten. I went down to 82 pounds from malabsorption, and I am working my way back up from that. But it's strange because even though over the last year and a half I gained 16 pounds, but I feel worse than I did when I was 82 pounds, gut-wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm homebound, and I have a lot of fear of going to doctors, Western medicine, and it's hard to get alternative help in home, so I work with people over the phone.
Okay.
Do you think, can you tell me if I know it's a methylation detoxification problem,
correct.
But this severe pain that I get into, I don't know if it's allergies, which I'm mm-hmm. eating very clean, very healthy,
mm-hmm.
or is it time to get rid of my gallbladder? And that scares me to death. Because after my hysterectomy is when I, you know, 10 years ago, that's when I went downhill even more, you know.
Yep. Okay, so let's, couple of things. I would like you to do some research. And I would like you to do some reading and research. You can go to WebMD, start someplace that's got a lot of good medical foundation to it, because we want to deal with it really from a clinical understanding, first of all. I would like you to research leaky gut syndrome.
I have that. I've been working on that with probiotics. And
It's
gotten to the place, Carol, where it's pretty much my treatment. I have an appointment with the doctor today on the phone, and my treatment, I think, needs to be, everything has to be topically, because my gut is so raw and irritated.
It does, absolutely. And from the leaky gut syndrome, then what you'll want to do is just, you know, it's almost like I want you to revisit it, to just be real clear on what it is. And then to be able to go in and do some research on it as far as what you can do, make sure that you're doing some of the things. It feels like some of the probiotics that you're doing might be time for a step up, meaning that it might be a change. The body becomes very comfortable with things. Even though they're very healthy for us or alternative, the body still becomes comfortable with them. So you might want to look at that as well. When you have the consultation with the doctor today, everything, you're right, topical. Everything you put in your mouth, everything we put on our skin goes into the liver, the area for you to focus on. And part of the thing with the leaky gut aspect of it is to get it again, revisit it, get an understanding of it, look at the things that are impacted and that you can do, and then focus on your liver. Anything that you do topically, just remember it has to go to the liver. The liver itself is part of the detoxification. That's part of the genetic kind of combination that you're dealing with. So what you want to do is think of it as your waste management plant. Whatever goes in has got to come out. If it doesn't come out, it gets stored in the body somewhere. So as healthy as it is, as clean as it is, topically will also be of service to you. But you know, there's a couple things, sweetie, when I touched you, and I've got a little bit more time, so this is good. We can do this. When I touch your liver, there's a first thing I want to tell you about the liver. Anatomically, it is one of the organs, major organs in the body, that we can remove up to 90-95% of it. And do you know that thing within 6 months will completely rebuild itself? So as you're looking at the liver, just know that the liver itself has the capacity to restore itself back to good health. It has the ability to be able to, we can live per se without most of it, and it will in a very quick time be able to restore itself. The reason I wanted to say that is that as you're looking at ways to be able to cleanse your body and to be able to keep your body as detoxed as possible, considering the conditions, that what you want to do is whatever you put on your body, and it's going to be absorbed into the liver, I would try one thing. I would do multiple things. I would give yourself a week to 10 days. See how it feels. See how you feel. Where is your energy? You can muscle test it and so forth. But just know that if you put it in your body and it doesn't work for your body, that your liver is going to get rid of it in a very short time. So there's a metaphor there. The other thing, when I go in and I touch the liver, the area, because we hold emotions in the liver, is that in the liver we hold, on the outside right side, we hold guilt and anger. On the left side toward the belly button, we hold the resentment and shame. And the area that I pick up is that I go to the right side, that upper lobe of the liver, and that's where we carry guilt. And, you know, you've tried a lot of things. It's easy for me to say this over the air. You've tried a lot of things. But the thing is that stop feeling guilty that you haven't done enough. Don't feel guilty that you tried what you did. It's a natural way. Going to alternative is within your value system. It's within your philosophy. It isn't that you're anti-medicine. It's just a natural way you're going to go. So what we want to do is we want to take in that liver and take like little pockets of guilt and go in with a little tiny aspirator and visualize those pockets of guilt going away. The other aspect of it is that when I go toward the belly button in the lower left part of the liver is where we hold shame. You know what, sweetie? It's easy for all of us to regret our past and to feel ashamed or afraid or whatever it is. It's easy for me to say, just get rid of it. It's a process. But one of the things is that what you've done isn't something that you did wrong. First of all, it's genetic predisposition. The second part of it is that don't hold yourself so accountable that you're holding yourself in that shame, and it's like locking yourself in a room of shame. In my world as a medical intuitive, the gallbladder is called the room of shame. It's the room of guilt. All of the things that we have held within us that we don't want people to know, they're kind of like our own little secrets about ourselves. We all have them. Some people have more than others. Some people blame others so they don't have as many, whatever it is. But in that gallbladder, that's where we hold that shame, and that's where we hold guilt. That's where we hold self-directed disappointment as well. So as you're looking at the gallbladder, you want to clean the liver. Give it what it needs. Topically, things will work well. Be very sensitive about the adrenals. Everything you do has got to be very kind on the adrenals. No stress, no wear and tear on the physical body so the adrenals don't have to work overtime.
I have Addison, so that's, yeah,
yes.
You picked up on that.
So what we have to do is we have to do that part of it. So you've got a combination of different things. So what I'm going to say now, sweetie, is that with the energy right now and resolve, choose one thing that is the biggest problem or element that is impacting the quality of your life and focus on that one. And then let the other, it's going to stay, it's going to get better. Focus on one thing that you have some control over and that you can work on, that you can measure some progress so you can learn to retrust yourself and your intuition. And so there's a lot of variety. This is going to be up on the archives I think I'll have it up by Friday, late Friday, so you can re-listen to it again. But Vicki, just choose one thing, sweetie. Let's tackle one thing, talk to your doctor, and go from there. And everything topically, you are so right, sweetie. We don't want to put anything more in the stomach that's going to irritate it.
What, did you get anything on the gallbladder, like stones or needs? One doctor said that he felt it might be non-functioning due to gangrene.
Yeah, there are, it is functioning. And what I do pick up is I do pick up, three small stones. They are very small, but the thing is we need to get in and just get the liver first and then the gallbladder will take it care of itself. Okay. Vicki, I hate to cut you short, sweetie. I want to thank all of you as listeners for staying with me. It's been a wonderful way to spend the day with you. This will be up in the archives. You can go to www.ritberger.com and then listen to this show and all of my other shows. You have a wonderful week, and I will see you on the radio next week. Light and love to all of you.
You've been listening to the Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.